Got it. Okay, okay.
Now, I just want to take things to the top again and again. You know, the truth is, the Ram, I'm going to try my best here. The Ram got himself into something over here about bringing Einchen moment into Einchen, which he had no necessity to get involved. I don't know how much it helped him one way or the other. He doesn't quote it as a proof. He goes back to Malchus for Kolben, and Kolben's the important thing for him. And Kolben remains with, okay? But what's going with Tesis Chemish? We spoke, I think, last week about Kefil and Ganev and Bob Machteris. We spoke about that. You know, you can make a point that he's talking about the Din Ganev, that there's some reminiscence of what's going on, and the Kefil and Dal Vehei, you know, might be an expression of it. When you call him Mechil Evet, becomes a little strange. You can talk about, it's a little strange, but you know, whether it's in Einish or not, Vesachin, I don't know. It's not together with the other ancient on one hand, but on the other hand, it's together with the Dinim. So, you know, it's not so bad, okay? You might live with it, okay? The problem is, when you get to Goslin and understanding what Chumash is, it becomes very odd, okay? And the oddity is even in a sense of reading the parasha, okay? Because, you know, when you read the parasha, first of all, even before we get started, okay, Mehem Mashitziv Yisale Shenani Shoiv Aleim B'Mamoinai Levad Loi Begufoi. Okay, Kimoi. Okay, now here in Chaim Heller's translation, Sheshekonas Begazlu. Okay. Kapach has kova, shekova begazlin tesis chaimish, and koach has shegoza. Okay, in my opinion, those two. I have to look at the Arabic, work it out. But those two, from a text, from a point of view of understanding the text, are much, much better, because we happen to know that kefil is a knas. Okay. Is it true that the chaimish is a knas in Goslin? Because the whole chiyuv is only with his hoidah. So it becomes a little bit odd to look at it as a knas, at least in the classical way we understand things, you know. You know, if you talk about Knas Mishalim Yosimi Mashados, maybe you can look at it that way. But if you know, our piatz, when the Machayiv is, because he's Moida. Okay? And if Adam comes and says that the Shvua that he had was Sheker, there's no Chiv Chaimish. So it becomes a little strange. That's why I thought, that's what Ram says in Perek Zayin, V'Zeilu Aveda, Aloch Ches, okay. Now, when I ask you what's the mitzvah of Tesefes Chaimish, okay, if I ask you what the mitzvah is, okay. So you say, the Torah says in the Parsha Oshim Vavdei, V'shilem Oisei B'roishoi, V'chamishi So Yosef Olov, L'asheh Hulo Yitnenu. Okay? And this applies not only by Goslin, it applies to everything in the Parsha, L'chayur. V'hoi Ki Yechato, V'yoshem. Okay? And this we'll see exactly. Ki yechte v'oshem, he feels the ashma, he's ready to do tshuva. V'heishiv is a gzera shegozal. Oes ha'oishik ha'she'oshak. Oes ha'pikod ha'she'hofkad. Itoy. Oes ha'veda ha'she'motzo. O mikol ha'she'yishova olov la'sheker. V'shilim oisiv b'roishoy. V'chamish yoisiv olov. La'she'er hu lo yitneru b'yom ha'shmos. Okay? So the question is, this Einish is talking about Einish Mamon, is because he what do you have to do in order to get the Einishim over here? And I asked the question, a very important point, because if you look in the Sheirish, the Ram explicitly says, he says, V'ulam ha'chelek shebi'a bo'yadin. Sometimes the Torah explains what the Einish is. Mufurish. Yesh mea mitzvahs, umehem ma shetziva yisal, shenanish ho'ive aleihem, v'moyne levad. It means that all these Einishim are because of violations of mitzvahs. So we talk about the Einish of Kefo by Ganev, or Tesefis Chaimish by Gazlin, we have to identify a lav. Or mitzvah, and I say something, because it's not stam that he wasn't a good boy, it's he violated one of the dinei Torah, and the Torah has an einish word, correct? Okay. So that's what he says, loy begufa, he says, yisal shenanish ho'iv alein b'moyne levad, loy begufa g'moy, Shekonas, whatever kanish begazin tase of his chomish, begana tashlumi kefil mashigonav. Amen. Mashom yisale shiakav oiva ale korban alavoinai vichupale. So now we have to try to understand what is the aveira that he violated. Okay. So. Contrary to my approach last week, okay, I think that it's very clear that what he's violating, at least in Teres Kohanim, it's crystal clear, like day and night, that the Aveilu that he's violating is the Aveilu of Sishakhl. Okay? Listen to a Teres Kohanim in his Sifra, in Parshas Kedoshim, Parshas Beis, Sef Perigimel, Alocha Gimel. Which he's referring to is going on the parsha of Shvuah Sepikodim, v'chicheish bo. Lomadnu oinesh asho minayin Talmud loyma v'lo sishakiru. So it says that the Einish for v'chicheish bo, whatever that is because he violated the ashora of lo yisishakru. So to say the lo yisishakru is stam etnai, l'chor according to this teres kohanim, you're going to have a rough time. Okay? Correct? Okay. Okay. I'm just telling you, the plot's going to get, okay, correct? Is that fair? Did I do something not fair? It says, Einish shamanu, the Einish v'chichichesh, which you look at the pasuk of v'chichesh, bo v'chichesh bo, v'nishpa al sheker, okay? V'hem shakol achas, mikol asher yaseh odom lachatol behena. Oh, mikol asher yishov olav lasheker, v'shilim oiseh b'roisha, yoiseh, and that's what's going on. It's the Einish of Ishilim Beleza Beleisha in the Hashem is because of Leisha Shachwa, as the Teres Kohanim is saying, correct? Correct? Okay, that's fair. L'chayra, if you look at Hilchos Shavuos, it also says in Ram, Hilchos Shavuos like that. Okay. Open up Hilchos Shavuos. Just wanted to, you know, let's just, you know. Perek Aleph, you see, the problem was, depends on where you started. If you start in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Ram says that the chaimish is because of a hashava, you try to move everything into gzeila, okay? But I decided, you know, let's try to take this from the top and come without any agenda, okay? So you come without an agenda, and you have the Torah's Kohanim in front of you. It says, Oinish, Oinish Shamanu, Ashol Minayin. You know, it's an open and shut case that it's Loshe Shaklu, correct? Okay. Perik Aleph Aleph Ches and Tes in Shavuos, okay? Shavuos HaPikod and Ketzav. Call me Shiesh Momen Chavero Biodoi. Bein Pikodin. Bein Milvo. Oy Shigozloi. Oy Oshkoi. O Motzala Veda. Vloich Zero. U Kietze Beze. Vitova Mimenu Momoin. Shiesh Lo Biodoi. Vikof Alboi. Harize Ive. Bloisa Se. Shinemo. Loisichachashu. Zuas holik fius mom. We ain't looking at lavze. We nishbaloi al shekir al moment shikofa boy. Harizariva balava acher. Valze nemo. Vloise shaklish ba misoi. Zuas holo le nishbak fius momoin. Ushvu zu. He nikanikris shvus apikodoin. But the shvur is called shvur sepikodon. The shvur sepikodon, the gzela, on the oishik, on everything. Correct? Oh, that's what it's called. Oh, that's the shvur sepikodon. Continue. Umahu chayiv al shvur sepikodon sheshokabo. What's the chiyuv? Because of this loise shakl, the chayiv, that's what he's referring to. Okay. He's not telling the original gzela, which is correct. Mishalim is a kerin shekofa boy in tesef is chaymish umakrif oshom vaday bein shehoi yameze bein shehoi yishoyge shenem v'chichesh ba'amisa v'kodem b'simashod o v'gezo v'chkoyme v'hoi kiyechto v'oshim v'loinem ha'boy v'nelam b'imenu l'chayiv meze k'shoyge. So that's it. So v'chichesh bo refers to the whole parasha. And this is the Oynish on the lav of Loise Shaku. So it's the Chayit of Teres Kohanim, and the Ram Hilchos Shavuos is also going like that. Correct? Is that fair? Okay, you know, correct? Okay. So, the Chayit we have, the Chayit, this, I'm not saying, this is something Poshup Shat. This is, you know, what's the date, right? So, the question is, why does he say Gzela over here? What happened to Mila and Truma? Okay? Correct? So, the truth is, you know, if you want to ask the question, you can ask yourself, why are you talking about Gzela? You know, there's Oishik and there's whatever. So maybe you can say, if you start, maybe in the broader sense, there's Gzela, okay, say that we don't know, okay? But, so I didn't start with that. I could have started with that, but I said to myself, okay. I'm on thin ice. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. But on Milan and Truma, there's a problem. Correct? Veis Hashem Chotabo Minakolidish Yishalim Es Chamishos Yisiv Olav V'Nosin Oisin LeKoyim. The same type of lashon in the pasuk. And by Truma it says V'Yish Ki Yochal Kodesh Mishkogo B'Yosim Chamishos Olav V'Nosin LeKoyim Es Kodesh. Okay. See here, even though it's contrary to everything I did last week, I think the best way to go, from a normal point of view, okay, is that the word gazan over here is lav bedafta, okay? And it could mean Mila, and it could mean Tumor. It's the Einish, because He's talking about a min einish, and the min einish of chaimish for momoin, l'chayitz would logically conclude that anyway. You don't have to do intellectual somersaults again.
And he covers all the oinshim, essentially, which is his goal here.
All the oinshim, what?
Then he ends up covering all the oinshim, which means it's a complete picture, misos and malchus and momoin, the whole business.
This is the oinshim momoin. The oinshim momoin, the kefal, is the peculiar din by Ganav. And this is, and why do I say that? Because there's a very interesting observation that I had. Because the second time that the Ram talks about Ganav and Gazlan, okay, he talks about Ganav, but he doesn't talk about Gazlan. He says Din Tesefes Chemesh, even though he talks about Ganav. And he talks about it. So I think that the simplest way to go and the clear is that the gun that he's using, Gazan over here, is an example. And it includes both Mila and whatever it is. And each one with, but each one is for an Aveira on the Torah. Truma is because he says is meila, whatever the love meila is, we'll see a mitzvah shem later, but never. And this is because of loy shishakro, but it doesn't have to be the same love, because the inyan atera is the min einish of chaimish. Okay, that's simple, right? It's clean. Okay. Okay, this, I think, you know, could be a very simple comment in terms of interpreting the text of the Rambam, and it's very clean, okay? Now, the problems start, correct? This might be different, they said last week, but in context of the, Teres Kohanim and the Rambam Hilchos Shavuos, you're going to have a difficult somersault in order to try to do that. You see, the problem is it's always important in learning, okay, to put the right frame of reference, okay? And what I did was, as I saw the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos, and I became intoxicated by it, and I tried to put everything into it, okay? That was a mistake, you know? Eschato eni maske hayoyim. Okay? Now next, correct? But that's simple, correct? There's no problems with that, okay? The problem's going to start. But
he uses the word Gazlan broadly in other places?
No, I don't know, because he says, but he called Din Tesis Chaimish afterwards.
Next time. We noticed that last week.
Okay. And the word, anyway, the word Gazlin is going to apply over here to Aveda and to Suma. It's the whole thing, correct? You want to call it a Gazlin, you can call it a Gazlin, but it's in the broader sense of the word Gazlin anyway, correct? And L'chaira, you know, I'm just going to mention this to whet your appetite. If you look at the parsha, does the chiyuv shuos become the parsha into the love of Blisigzal? It's in order to have a gzela, which is going to be thing, or aveda. It's the same thing. It's nothing to do. This is post Blisigzal, correct? Is that fair? Okay. Now, here comes the problems, okay? Now, I just want to, I'm sorry I'm spending time on this, because if you can deny this, you know, we can't get moving. But this I hold is Mamish Bo Kashemish, okay? Especially if the Ramah Hilchos Shavuos, the Teres Kohanim, you know, so what do you want? Okay. Now, comes the Ramah in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Minyan HaMitzvos, and comes to a point we don't have any clue of what he's talking about. Okay, because he comes in Minyan HaMitzvos. You see, there are two issues. There's one issue, Minyan HaMitzvos, does he still have something called a min oinish of chaimish? Okay? We have to evaluate that, because we don't even know if he has a min oinish of kefal, because he has, you know, everything together, Minyan HaMitzvos, you know, Bob Machteres, it becomes a little bit difficult to sell it, okay? Okay, even though it talks about a din. But over here, he's not talking about a din at all. He's talking about he's talking about a tzivui of the Hashif, correct? And the chayzim to do with din teisefes chaimish, okay? So in the middle of this veheshiv, he sees one of the Hashif is a gezel atzmo, he means nisho ba'atzmo, for teisefes chaimish. Losses the man, losses the man, nishtanish, for yom rachmona. It's just amazing. Because he clearly is saying there's a Veheshiv, and he clearly says Loisigzo, and he clearly says that Chaymish is an expression of that. So that's why I started last week. It wasn't that I was off my rocker, you understand what I'm saying? But, you know, I did something over here. I started the Ram without seeing Teres Kohanim and the Ram and the Hushmus. Okay? See, here's the problem, correct? So, L'cheira, there's in the Shoshim, there's a mitzvah of Chamish Yosef Olav Lasher Hu Lo Yitnenu, B'yer Mashmosa, which might include, you know, Mila, whatever it is, all the different things, okay? It's like, you know what it is? It's like the Dal Mises Bezdin, where you have, you know, skeel over here and skeel over there and skeel over there, you put it together, and you make one broad thing called the Einish. And this is happening over here in Chaimish. You're taking three and you put them together to become one, correct? Correct? But to say that Tesis Chaimish is because of a Heshiv is an amazing statement, okay? There are two issues. There's one issue you can deny. You could deny there is such a mitzvah, or you say the mitzvah is a prayer. You know, you have to ask yourself, is there a mitzvah like Tesefes Chaimish, what it is exactly, okay? Or maybe it's part of the Parsha of Oshim Toli. Maybe Oshim Vadai, I mean, you know, it could be anything, okay? But to say that the Chaimish is because of the Sigzal of the Heshiv is in context of everything, is, you know, it had not been the Ramam, it's almost wild, okay? Can I continue? Correct? Am I have made a statement that I shouldn't have? You see, I was mom. She said, I was banging my head against, you know, this. I know. I took this. I was crossing everything out and running. You know? But this is not correct?
It's worse because you can't see it was done because the Mishnah Torah is back to the same idea.
It's similar, you know, but it's the same idea, but it's different. We'll see.
It's not like this.
In Mishneh Teirah, it's not Veheshiv, okay? It's because of the Parsha of Oshim Tolui, but it's a different flip on it, okay? In the middle of nowhere, you know, he comes from here, he comes from there. You know, this is the problem. You know, the chronological issue is also a problem, okay? What did he do here? What did he want here? Okay. Now, I'll ask you a question, okay? I would have said that the Heshiv is even a Hagdoma. It might not have been a mitzvah. Let's read the Pasha. V'hoi ki yechte v'yoshem, he has this hirui tshuva, and he wants to do tshuva, and he's the chmoid that he wants to do. V'heshiv es hagzela asher gozal, and he has this inner urge to return what he wanted to do tshuva. We don't even know that it's a tzivoy. It might be simple to volume of as part of his hero tshuva. There's a tzivoy shagozal as oshak shoshak, or as it because of shehofkad, itoy, or as waveda shemotzo, or mikola sheishova, or lov la sheker. Period. This is his tshuka, his yearning. Veheshiv, right?
Not tshuka, he did it.
Right, no, this is Sipur Dvorim. It's Sipur Dvorim expression. It's a Sipur Dvorim, an expression of his hero tshuva. Okay?
But it's not a tzivoy. That's
it's not a tzivoy. So it is true. So that's what I wrote down here. And the fipshuto shom mikro veheshivu aksipu sipu ba'almo.
Because of the vahai.
Kitnai lechiv choymish washam. Maybe unless, maybe he needs that. Maybe he needs it, maybe he doesn't want. Because you need the chayte moide, there's no chiyuv, or ki nesham. That's what I'm in Hilchus Gzela. Perek zayin lochaches, ein hanish bal kfiris momoy mishal lechoymish, ad shiedem ha'atzmoy. Aval im bo eidim, vu oimid kfirosa mishal lechoymish lovad, al pi eidim, ve'enu mishal lechoymish, shachoymish im ha'kobun lechapora, lechapora hein boim. The ain't maybe I son el al piatzmon. The canon is mechuyev, okay, but this he depends on his lito. So it is true, okay. I just want to show you what's going on here. It is true that the matiki hashmua said that the veheshiv es agzela she gozal is an asay. And that the Ram quotes, maybe quotes it in Minyan HaMitzvos over there because he needs it, okay? And not only that, the amazing thing is the Matiki HaShmua. See, I ask you, what is it Menatek? Or is it Menatek, okay? Correct? What we say, I would say, Los Ishakro, okay? But Chazal, very clearly, both in Makis and the Ram of Minyan HaMitzvos, it's a menatik, the love of Loisigzo. So we don't know where this came thing. What appears to be in Pshuto Shel Mikra, Sipu Dvorim Ba'almos, you never say, you know, everyone talks Mitzvah Heshiv, and move it back and forth, and what's in the Shum, whatever. But just plain chant in the Pasuk, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's not by Gzela. It's in the middle of the Parsha of Oshem Vadai from Shavuos HaPikudim. Okay? Correct? I just want to show you what happened over here. Correct? But that's a problem independent of the Ram. The Ram proves from that there's an assay. Okay? The question, what's the assay about? The assay is about to give back to Gzela, correct? The Heshev is Gzela Shagozo. But does that mean there's anything to do with Chaimesh? We don't know that, correct? Do we know that? The Gemara Makis, Tezayim Ra'alev. Ho Ika Gezel, the Rachmona Oma Lysigzo, the Heshev is Gzela. So it's talking about the cases. Okay, 1 second. It's trying to reconnect. I'm not sure if I should do that. The poor wireless connection.
Phone call came in.
So what should I do? I'm not sure it's going to get it back. Should I end it and start again? Let's just try it again. And I guess we can start again. I'll just have to paste it together. Just 1 second. Okay, you should try to, that's 1 second. All right, video. Okay, we'll start again. Okay. I'm just going to write Shia 7. We'll have to just change the thing in the, okay, let's go. Okay. So, you know, we have this problem, correct? But it is clear that Veheshiv is in the Lavli Sigzal. That, there's no doubt about it. So you can understand there's a Veheshiv in terms of the Keren itself, the behavior be'en, and the Shtanis maybe also, okay? We get the Chaimish, we don't know what happened, okay? The Ram also clearly says, he should see vonu leheshiv es agzela, ukfa beirob meseches makis, shalav de gezel, hu lav shenit glase. V'om rachmono, V'omru Rachmona Omer Leisigzo Veishav Gzela Shegozo. Okay, Rachmona Omer Leisigzo, like rewriting the pasuk. Okay, we say that. Now, so maybe since the Ram quotes it over here, okay, he quotes Chaimish in this, maybe the Veheshiv is also menatek the lav of Oisei Shakel. Okay. So I tell you, that's wrong. Okay. Not only it's against the Rambam and a Gemara in Shavuos. Okay. Now I just want to tell you in short, and then I'm going to read you the source. Okay. In short, the Gemara is ready to say that had there not been an Oinish of Oshem over here, he taka would have been Chayiv Malkus. So my high, it's a Chalav Mitzvah say. You have to know a Lav Sheish Ba'maisa Shvua, is it? No, I'm not getting involved in that. But it's important for me that it's not Nitik Lasei for Lois Shakru. So Lois Shakru, L'chayra, and this one, before I just set up, Chazal have Ki'ilu done surgery on this Pasuk and take it out of context and pulled it to a whole new world. Because in the Kabbalah, there's a Pirusha Makubal, that's what it means, Beseder. Was that the pshat in the Pasuk? There's a problem. You'll have to go back, and I didn't think about this, I just thought about this now. If the Pshuta Shel Mikra is not a Tzivui, can there be a Pirush Mekubal to move it in the other direction, to make it into a Tzivui? We have to know if that can happen, okay? Okay. We have to see how the Pirush, what can the Pirush Mekubal do? Okay? We say that. Now, the Ram Hukhashavuz Perek Zayin Lachches, Hanishmal Shavuz, I become amazing, Afa Pish Nishmal Hashekah, V'Hisru Boy, Eidim, B'Sha Shavuz, Eil Oike, Ela Maybe, Ashomu Bavad, Shari HaKosuv, Moitzi Omuchar Chai V'Malkiyos, V'Chi Voy Oshom, because that's the pshat, okay? It is true that there's a Gemara Shavuos, and the Gemara Shavuos is a suffix about it. It's not pushing it, okay? The Gemara is pushing it, but it's irrelevant. The Gemara Lamed Zion of an Aleph. It's a boy with a hazy, but Shavuos lost me. Is he chayim or is he not chayim, okay? But what do you mean is he chayim or not chayim? It's like Lamed Zion. So the answer is Chazal very clearly learned that there was a Kabbalah, that this lav, okay, is about Lois Sigzel, and the essay is about Lois Sigzel, nothing to do with Lois Shakru. So I would have said, so what happened over here? Okay, so therefore, okay, I'll, so if the Aschora is the way learning in Mishneh Torah and the way Teres Kohanim goes for this parsha, and this is an Oynish because of Leishes Shakru, okay? So throwing in and saying that Teisus Chaimish is because of a Heshiv is completely out of context. But if you learn, so l'chayr, you'd have to say, here, he seems to say it's in the Dulei Sigzel. But learning the Pasha like that is amazing. And he's going, you know, why would you do such a thing? Okay? But that's what's happening, I think. And there's no reason to do that in the Shoshim. And there's no reason to do that in the, unless he says it's Gezel. I don't know, Chesed, but Gezel is one of the things in the Pasha. He's not mentioning everything. And it's certainly Mishneh Torah. It's not like that. So this is what you have. Okay. However, independent of everything, in Sefer Mitzvahs, okay. So with Sefer Mitzvahs, yes, the question is there such a thing as the Min Einish of Chaimish? Okay. So maybe you can say the chaim is part of the heshiv, and you know, it's all okay. Or by doing that, he's trying to move away from this and say there's no such thing as minoinish. Aye, but he has the minoinish. He has by mi'ila and by truma to bring chaimish. So maybe this he's trying to save. Okay. Correct. Here, I would only tell you, see, you have a problem in general. See, I can start making it better. Maybe he wants the Einish. Because if I would ask you, why would you put Truma, the two separate Pesukim in the Torah, in two separate parashas, but Tosefes Chumash, why would you say Truma and Mila is one mitzvah? Unless they merge together, and it's the Einish of Chaimish. That's what you like to do, okay? Mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to talk about this later, because I just wanted to just now, I'm really focusing on Gzela, okay? And I think we spoke last week. Last week I mentioned to you that Gzela in Mishneh Torah, that the Tosefes Chumash is part of Oshem, right? I mentioned that. And I pointed to Diuk in Mishneh Torah. It was very clear. So there, the Lav of a Sigzol of a Heshiv is very nice, okay? And it goes, so it's exactly what you wanted, okay? And Loise Shaklu into Tzfus, everything is beautiful, correct? Okay. Umahu, and that's what he says. Umahu chayiv al shuas because of shoka boy, mishalim as a keren, shekip as kofa boy, im tisef as chumish, umahu boshem vadai. So maybe it's part of Oshem, it's not a separate mitzvah. Shalom a Yisrael. So it means that depending upon whether you're going to take the position, which I'm going to mitzvah, take the position, that Mi'ila and Truma is not Petrus the Enish of Chumash in Minyan Mitzvahs, okay? But certainly in Mishneh Torah, the Chumash in Gzela is part of Asher Milois, and we'll see the Mila is a whole different world also. So we don't know what's happening, okay? We don't know. You see, the problem is, we don't know what the Rambam gained by saying this thing is an Einish of Chumash. We don't have any idea what he meant in Mishneh Torah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Did he have in mind when he was writing this Sheirish, there's going to be a mitzvah of Veheshiv because of Lav Adik Laseh? There's also going to be another mitzvah of Ashilim Bereshit. Okay. We just don't know what he had in mind. Correct? It's pure speculation. Okay. But if clearly you would think in that direction, we don't know. Okay. It's very clear that Minyan HaMitzvahs, he also is not working with this, because here he calls about Din Tosefes Chumash. And it's very clear in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he talks about an Alma and a Tzibui, correct? They bring the Chumash, it's a whole different world. It's not Lodun, not Din, Lodun. Now, let's get to Mila and Chumash, okay? So to this point, we're still okay, correct? It's very, very odd, the whole thing, but it is what it is, okay? The Rambam, Minyan HaMitzvahs, Minyan HaKotze, Kuf Yud Ches, Lohisif HaMoyel, Ol Oichel Truma, Chumash, Ala Keren, Ula Hachziroi, Shneemo, V'es Asher Chota, Min HaKodesh Yishalem. So the kid says, what happened? he quotes only one pasuk. He only quotes the pasuk of Moel, correct? But he means it both for Truma and for Mila, correct? Correct? Lohesif, correct? And in Minyan HaMitzvah itself, Kuf Yud Ches, he quotes both Pesukim. He says, Yivonu, Shia Kohanenem in HaKodesh, Oy Oycho Kodesh, Kloy Ma Truma, Bishkoga, Mishale Ma She'ochal, O Shia Ma She'nene, V'tisef Es Chomesh. V'omu Yis'ale V'eis HaShe Chota, Min HaKodesh, Shalem Chavish Yisif Olof, V'omu Gam Kein, V'ish Ki Yochal Kodesh Bishkoga. So the base Sivuyim Shoinim, and he puts it together as one mitzvah. So that was the question. How do you do that? Okay. Two separate mais averis. One is an avera of kuf lamegimel shaleochal truma zar shenem leichol zar leichol kodesh. And kuf mem vav, there's a lav mina kotze shaleochal basa leilo shenem leisuchal וכל דורך שיתידו, כלומר, לסוחה לכל דורך שיתידו, וזו היא הזהור של כל מויר, שלא יהיה למרקות שמעשו לאונס. ואימני נמור, זה ללאה ובוס אילו, אין מי אילו, כלומר, תרם וזוון. אוקיי? קורקט? זה ספר לאו, זה ספר לאו. לכל לאו, זה עשה תוי דורי התארת של מטוס מיצו. So what happened over here? So you could have said, the best way you would have imagined is that there's a min oynish kol chaymish in Shalom HaYisrael. Okay. But you can't do that. Because the min oynish chaymish is a din. And here he's saying there's an Almot Tzibui. L'chir, it doesn't sound the same. L'chisif, he says. It's L'chisif, not Lodun. So this, L'chir, is a problem. So, the Ram does an amazing thing. Kapach claims it's not in the one that the Reb Chaim Heller is there. It's not in and it's not in the Frankel's either. But Kapach has it. It's in the text itself. Listen to this. I saw this. I didn't know it hit me. Look at Loisase Kuf Lamed Gimel, and look at the Arabic also on the side. When I'll tell you when to start looking at the Arabic, okay? He, she, his here. Ko za me'acho kol truma. Vo amroi kol za lo yocho kodesh. V'yitza b'kodesh hazeh ha'truma. And he talks about bikurim, whatever it is, correct? Then, Kapha claims, I have to check this out, how he knows this. In Madur Kama, there wasn't a certain sentence which he has here in the text of the Bekon, the Arabic. In the middle of the Lav of Truma, V'chol Zahal L'yochal Kodesh, V'hu Hadin L'chol Moel B'kotchim B'zodoy. See, he does an amazing thing. He throws, hello? See, if you wouldn't have looked here, open up the other one. If you have the Frankel one over here, is it there? Kuf Lama Gimel? Lois is Kuf Lama Gimel. If it's there, let me know. Okay? So you would have said, wow! So maybe he's doing this, hello? Maybe he's doing this because he's barred the problem. How does he put two in Yonei HaTeira in one assay? Correct? Should be two separate assays. Correct? The problem is, it's not, is it not there, right? It's not there. The problem is, okay, correct. But it's in the text. You see in the Arabic over there, okay? At least if he copied it, I don't know. But he copied the text, the Arabic text in Hebrew. So there's no doubt that that's what he said, correct? Okay. But you look in the Miyin HaKotzeh in Kuf Mem Vov and Kuf Mem Vov itself. Shalecho b'sah ha'oilo, sh'ne'ema v'sucha, k'loima, v'zui as'ho'o sh'kol mo'il, sh'lo y'ene min ha'kakotchim. So he puts it in Kuf Mem Vov also. And lo y'se Kuf Mem Vov, even in Kapach, who's the honor of me'achol b'sah ha'oilo, v'hu amloi, lo y'sucha lecho b'sh'lecho, u'durecha sh'etido. Ki ilu y'oma, lo y'sucha lecho, n'durecho, ha'sh'etido. Because the law goes on this and that, and that's about Shoresh Chi. Okay? Ubo ha'peirush. What's ubo ha'peirush? Or the pirush ha'makubo. Correct? Und derecha zu oilo. Lo ba'akos lam dechol li'oicho oilo. Bein lefnei zrika, bein le'acha zrika. U bein lefnim, kuna kloim, bein lechutz mekloim. Sh'oib b'loise se. And the Ram continues. V'ze ha'lav hu azho l'cho moyo. For oiva alav ze. Kloima, shiochu b'sal oil oyene b'sal kochim shechel mulei miilo kmo shesbayim miilo im hoye meizid loike. So you know we don't find anything in the moyos chayv to malchus. We don't understand what he had because if he hadn't had this, he would have said he was trying to take care of the problem. Okay, you know that was the chazal from Madua Kama. It would have been beautiful, but it just doesn't work. Okay. It could be dealing with this issue of Mishneh Torah, he decides to move away from this, and he has a separate assay, which is only by Mi'ila, which he calls Din Hamoyo, which is also not what's going on over here in the Shoshim, because the Din Hamoyo is both the Keren Lechoymish and the Oshim. And that's what he says in the Protei HaMitzvos. Let's just see. Oh, let's see before the Potei Mitzvah. The Shalim Amoyel Ashiachota B'Teisef Es Chaimish Ashiachota B'Teisef Es with Teisef Es Chaim B'Teisef Es Chaimish B'Kol Mizel Din Amoyel. However, look very clearly in Mishnah Torah what the lav is. Perik Aleph Hagimel Kol Amoyel B'Zod. I'm not getting involved in the Raivit over here. Kol Amoyel B'Zod in Loikel Mishalim Ashipogam and Akledish B'Roishay V'Azor Shom Miilo. Oshom, o mis kapebloi. Vzeo aniko ashamilois. Shenema bochot bishkogo. Bochule. So there's no asem yuchez bochalmish and Torah for Chomish. We don't know what the Ram did by Truma, because the chaposik in the Torah that says Chamishi Yosef, you don't know where it has and what it is. You didn't even know what to put it into. Because there's no einish mishoigeg besides the Kerem of Chomish. We have no clue of what happened over here. Okay? But that is what you have, correct? Everything has its problems, but you know, a problem is a problem. Now, that's Moil, that's that. Okay. We have no clue how the Ram works out. What, you know, but he, in Sefer Mitzvah, had the problem how he can put both of them together. And Mishnah Torah doesn't have that problem. I mentioned to you last week by Richus how Oshem Toli works out. And if you could add the fact that the din of Shnei Shloim, there's a separate Oshem Toli over here. So Oshem Toli is when you do the Oshem Toli of the Mila, there's two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah called Oshem Vadai. There's one mitzvah called Oshem Vadai, which includes all the Ashamais. There's another Oshem Vadai, which is together with the Kerem B'Chomish. Okay? And that's the Din HaMoyel. That's what the Ram has it. And that Din HaMoyel is, again, the whole business because the parasha is. The Torah is a separate parasha over here. And with separate dinim. As the Ram says in Asei Kuf Yud Zayin, if you look there, the Ram says, you have separate parshas with separate dinim. even though you would assume to have one umbrella and make it all one mitzvah, he's making it four mitzvahs. And with that, he proves it from Chatas, Oshom, Oila, Ushlomim, okay? Four separate things, the Maisa, Kobonis, the Maisa, Chatas, Maisa. And he uses that as the segue to say the four different types of Eichem are four separate mitzvahs. And L'chera, with this also, you can say there's a Din HaMoel. So there's a separate mitzvah called the Din HaMoel from this, and also it's part of the broader mitzvah. Okay? That's also okay. Okay? You see, I just want to be honest with you. I was banging my head, trying my best. What can I do? There are rough edges over here, but I think the rough edges are rough edges. I don't know what more to do. I think we're much better shape than we were last week. Okay? The delusion of last week is starting from the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which is the most difficult thing, and assuming that's the golden standard where it's the big problem. Okay. Now that we have. Okay. Okay, now next. So we're okay, correct? Now, let me move. I don't think I have to go over Mila again. I think Mila and Oshavad, they were done well, and I think they're okay. Okay? I think I'm happy with it. Okay. The Eifen HaMinyan Huamiti, I think here, he's better than Kapach and Korach, because Eifen means that it's really the Derech. It's not, Korach says, V'seda HaMinyan HaNochon. I have no clue what he's talking about. But the Eifen, or Derech, makes sense, correct? Kapach, that's at the end of the show, at the end of this before the Mikdama. Okay? Now, who? She's the Chaltiv. She a komin oinish mitzase. Now look what happened. At she din tashlum eganov mitzvase. Shanachnu nitztavinu shenechayiv bo ze, shenechayiv ze ashir. Mitzvah. Okay. Din. Excuse me. Chiyuv chatos kavua mitzvah. Din chiyuv oshem vaday mitzvah. Din chiyuv oshem toli mitzvah. So why? When he talks about the Kobonos, he talks about Din Chiyuv, and when he talks about the Einshei Moment, he says Din. Okay? The change, I pointed out, that he says, that he doesn't call Tosefes Chomitz, he doesn't say that it's Gazal Novi, okay? But then he does something else. He throws in a whole new sentence over here. We don't always come to him. He says, by Ganav, he says, Shanach nitztavinu shenechayiv ze ashir. Like, where did that come from? Okay? So instead of saying, Chiyuv, he says, Anach nitztavinu lechayiv ze ashir. Okay? Which sounds very different. So the answer is, Rabbi Isai, the Chiyuv Korban, okay, is, if he does this aveir, he's chayiv in the korban. So it's a chayid memela. If you violate whatever, if you do chatzikavu, chayiv kovis b'shoy, you chayiv, right? You need bezin to get involved over here. It's nothing. It's din chiyuv, okay? It's a din because of the parasha, okay? When you come to knas of ganev, without a chiyuv bezin, you have absolutely nothing. The mitzvah is However, okay, in Tosefes Chomesh, the Chiyuv is chal because of his Hidor, correct? So it's not Shenichayev Oisano, okay? I'm assuming it's Nechayev Oisano, so he's very medakdek that he puts it only, that's always very medakti about the word knas, okay? Because the word knas in the beginning of Chaim Heller is a misnomer because it's not clear to me at all that Gazan over all these things are knas, okay? Because he can mechayim piatzim, let's say whatever it is, okay? So you can ask, maybe in Gazlin, that it's the din chiyuv because see, I'm not even sure 100% because you see, let me just tell you something. I'm not sure if I'm just a little bit off over here. When you talk about the chatos or whatever it is, at the moment that he knows about it, he's mechuyev, correct? Okay. Here, at the moment that he knows about it, he's mechuyev. Okay. What he has to do is he has to be moider and he's chayev. Okay. So I'm not sure about the hidor and the chiyuv might play a role. In other words, so maybe there's something there. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay. So that's what we have over here. One second, now next. Okay. Okay. Chiyuv chatas kavua. Din chiyuv chatas kavua mitzvah. Din chiyuv oshem vaday mitzvah. Din chiyuv oshem tolui mitzvah. The Kolman Olaviyoret mitzvah. So I assume Kolman Olaviyoret is also the Din Chiyuv, but I'm not, I can't, whatever. Okay. V'chein, Lisko, V'la, Lisroif, V'la, Roig, V'la, Chanoik, V'litlois. Okay. Here's the source in original Hebrew. Okay? So I mentioned to you, Litlois here comes like in the middle of nowhere. It's a big chiddush. Then it became a separate mitzvah. Okay? We don't know. He didn't even prove it. You know, why it should be such a thing. Okay? But the interesting thing is like this. He doesn't say din. Okay? Lisko is the infinitive. Okay? L'cheira, it's clearly on Bezdin, right? The infinitive is on Bezdin. But see, you don't need anything to say it's a din. It's a chiyuv the DBC circle, okay? Because mitzvah is schofen. You don't have, there's no problem over here to say a din. And there's not, you don't need the parasha. You don't have the matiki ashmua. Mitzvah is this, mitzvah is that. Rambam's gvaldik. This is lischof, this is it. The other one is the din, okay? Because of the parasha, okay? Parasha. And the other din chiyuv, or the din chiyuv, or the chiyuv. That's exactly what I have to say, Amit Hashem. And if you say Amit Hashem, I'll try to say on Tisha B'Av at the same place, the same time. Okay. Be